Moscow warned the West against deeper involvement in the Ukraine conflict, signaling its readiness to defend its interests. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov emphasized in a recent interview with Tucker Carlson that Russia does not seek a direct conflict with the U.S. Carlson asked Lavrov whether he believed the U.S. and Russia were at war with each other right now. Lavrov said, "I wouldn't say so. In any case, this is not what we want. We would like to have normal relations with all our neighbors, of course, but generally with all countries. So not especially with a great country like the United States." Lavrov continued, "President Putin repeatedly expressed his respect for the American people, for the American history, for the American achievements in the world. And we don't see any reason why Russia and the United States cannot cooperate for the sake of the universe." Lavrov pointed to the recent use of the Oreshnik hypersonic missile. He described it as a signal to the U.S. and its allies. The missile, deployed in a strike on the Ukrainian city of Dnipro, is capable of carrying multiple warheads. It also travels at speeds 10 times faster than sound, making it difficult to intercept. Lavrov criticized Western nations for supplying Ukraine with long-range missiles, calling it a dangerous escalation. Russian President Vladimir Putin said the Oreshnik launch was retaliation for Ukrainian strikes on Russian military facilities in Bryansk and Kursk regions. Ukraine used Western-supplied weapons during those attacks. Putin warned that continued attacks could prompt strikes on Kyiv's government district or military facilities, aiding Ukraine. Lavrov said, "Well, the message is that you, the United States and the allies of the United States, also provide this long-range, high weapons to the regime. They must understand that we would be ready to use any means not to allow them to succeed in what they call strategic defeat of Russia." Russia notified the U.S. 30 minutes before the missile test to prevent incidents, Lavrov confirmed. While stressing Russia's intent to avoid direct conflict with the U.S., he warned that any nuclear exchange involving NATO would likely escalate into a broader war. The Oreshnik missile deployment highlighted Russia's advanced military capabilities and willingness to escalate if Western support for Ukraine grows. Lavrov reiterated Russia's peace conditions, including Ukraine withdrawing from four annexed regions and renouncing NATO membership. He dismissed Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's proposals, saying they failed to address Russia's security concerns. In the interview, Lavrov also described U.S. President-elect Donald Trump as a strong person focused on achieving results. Lavrov said, "I think he's a very strong person, a person who wants results, who doesn't like procrastination on anything."